California has become the first state in the nation to ban the sale of soda pop at public schools. Other states are considering similar laws, but soda makers aren't about to give up this lucrative market. Coca-Cola and Pepsi already stock some school vending machines with juice, bottled water, and sports drinks, and they're rolling out new products that get around the ban. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
During the 1990s, public schools across the country signed exclusive marketing contracts with soda companies. The extra cash pays for everything from marching bands and language labs to the school prom. But now there's a growing backlash against these deals, amid reports that a quarter of the nation's children may be overweight. State Senator Deborah Ortiz made it her mission to rid California schools of sugary carbonated beverages. Last month, before the recall, Governor Gray Davis signed her legislation.
It was a two-year battle with an outcome that was a good outcome, but certainly could have been better.
That's because high schools are exempt from the measure, which applies to elementary through junior high campuses. The ban eliminates soda from cafeteria menus, and it bars vending machine sales until after class is let out. Schools have until July to comply with the new law, but some districts have already gotten a jump on the legislation. At San Francisco's James Denman Middle School, 7th and 8th graders file through the cafeteria, trays in hand, as lunchroom helper Miss James announces the day's menu.
Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, pudding and salad, milk and water.
When classes at James Denman resumed this fall, the soda that many kids used to chug was gone. Susie Johnson, who's in charge of security at the school, is grateful for the change.
Now they sell just water and juice, and it's much, much better. The kids aren't as hyper. I don't miss the soda at all, believe me.
A lot of parents also support the change, although many students disagree.
I'm tired of juices.
Brandon Jackson, a 7th grader, says at least at lunchtime, kids should be allowed to refuel.
Man, I think it's unfair because sodas get the kids hyper in this lunch, so we should be hyper some of the time. So I don't even know why they really take it from us.
Soda sales did provide extra revenue at James Denman. But according to Assistant Principal Mark Bolton, school officials were able to shift to healthier products without hurting their bottom line.
We're still making a profit for the school, but I think educators just got wise and cleaned up their act a little bit.
School districts in Los Angeles and Oakland have also declared war on soda, and other states, notably New York, are weighing their options. The movement threatens multi-million dollar contracts with Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and 7-Up. But at the same time, the soft drink makers have been quietly preparing for a post-soda era in the schools. Bob Phillips is with the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Southern California.
We, for years and years, have sold a number of products besides carbonated soft drinks in schools, including 100% juices and waters and isotonics. And so where required, we will offer products that, the law specifies.
Some juices and isotonics or sports drinks have also been criticized for their high sugar content. In its boldest move, Coke has introduced a new drink called Swerve that's sold just on school campuses. It's low in sugar and calories, and with vitamin D and calcium, it should be a hit with parents. But Swerve is made from non-fat milk. And even though it comes in bright colors, blue, yellow, or pink, that could make it a tough sell with kids. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.